There's new talk of a possible ban on political donations from overseas after an ABC investigation into Chinese-linked payments to Australia's major political parties. Chinese businesses and individuals poured more than $5.5 million into party coffers between 2013 and 2015. Today, the former Labour Treasurer Wayne Swan said he believed it could be skewing political decision-making. The Independent Senator's Nick Xenophon believes it's time to ban donations from overseas donors altogether. In the United States, long-standing laws ban any foreign national from contributing, donating, or spending funds in connection with any federal, state, or local election, either directly or indirectly. Joining me now in our Parliament House studio is political editor Chris Uhlman. This emerged in an investigation which you published over the weekend. Just bring listeners up to speed on how much has been invested and who it's going to.
Okay, Mark, so I start by saying that it's limited what we did. We looked at the last 2 years for which we have financial returns, and as you would well know, that lags a long way behind the political cycle. So the 2 years that we're talking about are 2013-14 and 2014-15. And the thing that's obvious in that is that China-related donations are by far the largest foreign-linked donations to Australian political parties, and that there seem to be some strong links between some of the donors listed and state organisations in China. I'll give you an example of just one. Now, Zichun Wang on the 8th of August 2013 donated $850,000 to the Labor Party in two different lots on the same day. And the address that he lists there is based in the capital of a Chinese province, which is shared by state entities and home to retired Communist Party officials. Now, it's not the first time that that's been reported. People have tried to contact him in the past. He is linked to a group called the Everbright Group, which also has donated to political parties. He's said to be an employee, yet no one's had much luck in tracking him down. Another group, the Yuhu Group, Hung Zhengmo, a very big donor to the Liberal Party, $425,000 given to various Liberal Party branches. Now, that's fine, but it is against the law in Australia for people to act on behalf of others. And there appear to be some linkages between other people who have given donations. Anna Wu, for example, who gave $50,000 to the Liberal Party West Australian branch, an employee of that company who clearly must have a reasonable amount of money in her own right to give that amount of money to the West Australian branch of the Liberal Party, and Zhao Ko Su, who's also an employee, who gave $130,000 to the New South Wales branch of the Labor Party. I guess the question raised in all of this is, as you pointed out, Mark, is that in other countries, in fact, of 180 surveyed by the International Institute for Democracy and Electoral Assistance, 114 ban foreign-linked donations. Australia doesn't.
And the other point that immediately springs to mind is that, let's say that political parties are not exactly charities. They are power-wielding entities. What do people expect for their money?
Well, that's a good question. Professor Clive Williams, who has done a lot of work on this area, constitutional law expert, said to me today that let's not be naive about this. People do not donate to political parties. And of course, that's just not just foreign entities, but in fact, any entity donate large amount of money to political parties for no reason at all. They would hope at least to get influence. At the very least, they would hope to get contact with the people who make decisions. And I mentioned to you the chair of the Yuhu Group, Hung Zhengmo. Now, you don't have to search very hard to find photographs of him and footage of him with both Bill Shorten and Malcolm Turnbull, because he has been such a large donor to political parties.
Now, again, by the way, I noticed that in the list I did see one Taiwanese donor. I think is there some sort of tug of war going on between Beijing and Taipei on all of this?
There may well be, of course, because one of the things that does come up, and certainly when we look at some of the donors, the links that they have into other organisations in Australia, quite a few of them do tend to push Beijing's line. For example, on the South China Sea, which is a hot-button issue at the moment. And if you go through the organisations that they're linked to, and it's hard to do, we had to seek the assistance of Mandarin speakers to do it, you'll find that quite often, through their different community organisations, all through newspapers, and Chinese-owned newspapers in Australia now, at least half of them, according to one of the people that we spoke to, are essentially pushing Beijing's line when it comes to things like the South China Sea.
And that is the hottest issue in foreign affairs. But what about, say, foreign investment too?
All of these things you imagine companies would have an interest in, and we've seen it most recently expressed in the government's decision to knock back two Chinese bids for Ausgrid. Now, one of those, State Grid, was a state-owned company. The other company was a Hong Kong-listed private company. But there's certainly a growing view in Canberra among the defence and intelligence community that they have perhaps been a little lax in the way that they have looked at the kinds of things that Chinese businesses want to invest in Australia, and clearly now they have a different view on whether or not they should be allowed to invest in critical infrastructure, because it should be said that both State Grid and Cheng Kong own an enormous amount of the assets that have already been put up for sale in electricity in Australia.
Well, I mentioned the American laws, which are basically a flat ban. Actually, that's been very controversial lately because of Donald Trump asking for foreign donations, and he could be in a bit of trouble there. But do you think Malcolm Turnbull is going to bite the bullet on this?
Well, interestingly, Malcolm Turnbull, back in 2008, Mark, when he was addressing Parliament as a private member, said this is a big moral issue. He was talking about campaign financing overall, and he had this to say: I would love to see the day when only individuals on the electoral roll were able to give money to political parties. Now, it is, in fact, the Labor Party's policy that foreign donations should be banned, and former Treasurer Wayne Swan reflected on that today.
I certainly think we should be having a stronger debate about the role of political donations and how that potentially is leading to political decision-making being skewed in favour of foreign countries. I'm all in favour of that, and I'm all in favour of looking at tighter control in that area.
Wayne Swan, well, we'll see what happens. And as Chris Yuleman said, Wayne Swan is a member of a political party that has, like the Liberals, has received large sums of money in this area.